So we're reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, volume, chapter 1, text 227, I think. Unfortunately, I haven't got the preceding verses, which I think I should have read. But anyway, let's just read this one, because there's not much time. In the morning, the Lord left and went to a place known as Kanai Natashala. While there, he saw many pastimes of Lord Krishna. So here's the purport. In those days in Bengal, there were many places known as Kanai Natashala, where pictures of the pastimes of Lord Krishna were kept. People used to go there to see them. This is called Krishna Charitra Lila. In Bengal, there are still many places called Hari Sabha, which indicates a place where local people gather to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and discuss the pastimes of Lord Krishna. The word Kanai means Lord Krishna, and Natashala indicates a place where pastimes are demonstrated. So those places which at the present moment are called Hari Sabha may previously have been known as Kanai Natashala. So, it's 8:30. Any questions? I got off the hook there, eh? all right, I guess I better say something. Just briefly, this is Lord Chaitanya traveling around. Lord Chaitanya's travels are kind of difficult to track because he would zigzag all over the place. And this is, he was on his way to Vrindavan, and then he went to Ramakeli, where he saw, who did he see in Ramakeli? Rupa and Sanatan. And they, of course, when Lord Chaitanya would travel, vast crowds would follow him, generally. And so at this point, he had large numbers of people behind him. And so Rupa and Sanatan said, this is probably not the best way for you to go to Vrindavan, you know, surrounded by so many people. So he pondered that, and he left them, Ramakeli, and then when he arrived at Kanai Natashala, he considered, well, they've spoken well, so actually this is a good point. I will not go to Vrindavan immediately. I'll go back to Neelachal, and then I'll go again. I'll sneak off just, you know, without anyone knowing that I'm leaving. And indeed he did that. He took one person with him. Who was that one person? Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Exactly. So at this point, he has reached Kanai Natashala. And as Prabhupada says here, it is, there were many places by that name because the Vedic culture was then and is largely still in many parts of India, one of Krishna consciousness, where people's entertainment, people's enjoyment would be discussing the pastimes of the Lord, coming together, doing kirtan, and having discussion on Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, like that. So this was one such place, and the Lord took advantage of that. On his tour, one of the main instructions that he delivered was to engage in this process. Of course, this was his whole mission, that we should engage in chanting Hare Krishna and discuss, hear and chant about the Lord. Specifically, though, he would give this instruction to householders. There's one famous one, who kind of epitomizes, Kaviraj Goswami said, the instructions he gave to this devotee were pretty much the essence of what he taught everyone as he toured. So who was that one devotee that he instructed? I'm going to come to it. The Kurma Brahmin, yeah. So let's have a look. This Kurma Brahmin, he met somewhere in South India. He traveled for 6 years. After he took sannyas, this is soon after he took sannyas, he traveled all over India for 6 years, and then he stayed in Puri for the remaining 18 years and didn't go anywhere. But during those 6 years, he did a lot of preaching. He went everywhere, north, south, east, west, like Kaviraj Goswami. It's difficult to say. All I can say is that he went everywhere, in all directions. So in the course of those travels, he gave some instructions. And now this Brahmin, he spent some time with him. He was actually from a wealthy family, Kurma Brahmin, quite affluent, and you know, he had nice living conditions. But this is what he said to the Lord. The Brahmin begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life." Dukkha Vishaya Tarange. Even though he was, you know, not too badly situated, this is how he was feeling. How many of you can relate to this? Are any of you suffering the waves of material miseries? Yes, me. Let's read the purport. Well, sounds like it's everyone. This statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. Narottam Das Thakur has confirmed this statement. Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyadwale. He states that the materialistic way of life causes a burning in the heart. One cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of the material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, and one may be very opulent in every respect. Yet, one has to manage the Vishayas to meet the demands of the body and of so many family members and subordinates. One has to take so much trouble to minister to others. So, this is the situation in material life. There is no adjustment that one can make to avoid this problem. It is the ontological nature of the material world that it is a hard place of struggle, of misery and, by and large, suffering. Because inevitably, the four Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi are afflicting us all the time. So it doesn't really matter who you are. So Prabhupada's quoted a nice song here. Who recognizes this song? It's one of Prabhupada's favorites. Huh? Hari Hari Vipale, yes. And he sums up perfectly in this song the material dilemma, the whole thing, really. And this line, I'm gonna sing it, but not in Bengali. The treasure of Vrindavan Prem descended with the holy name, yet no attraction awoke within me. The poison of worldly desire burns my heart like blazing fire, yet I refuse to take the remedy. O Lord Hari, my life has passed uselessly. That's Hari Hari Vipale. In English. This line, Samsara Vishanali Divanishi Hiyadwale, the poison of worldly desire burns my heart like blazing fire. But I refuse to take the remedy. Why? Because Janmilo, Ratina Janmilo Kenatai, I have no attraction for the holy name. No Rati. He's saying, Vrindavan, the treasure of Vrindavan Prem, Golokera Prema Dana, Harinama Sankirtana, that the holy name has descended, and within that name is Goloka Prema. And this is the most wonderful thing. But we have no attraction. we have no attraction for that. We have attraction for many things in this world. Our body, our relatives, our house, our car, our money. So many useless distractions take away our time and our life. This whole song is about that. My life has passed uselessly. Though as a human I was born, I have not worshipped you, my Lord. Thus did I drink poison willfully. So this is our dilemma, that here we are in this ghastly situation, precarious, actually, the situation we're in. We have a human body, but in the next moment we may not have a human body. You know, how many of us can say that tomorrow we will still be in a human body with absolute certainty, or tonight, or this afternoon? It's a fact. So, and it's an opportunity that we have when we have this body to receive the greatest treasure, Golokera Prema Dana, the treasure of Vrindavan Prem. But rather than try to get that, and how do we get that? By hearing, by chanting, by discussing the Lord's pastimes. Instead of doing that, we would rather scroll through Facebook, or, you know, watch the sport, or gossip. You know what this one did? You know what happened with that one? That one said this, and, you know, and thus we squander away the time, which is like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. I would sing that one too, but there's not enough time. I've got them all in English. So let's not be foolish. So let's move on. What else have I got here? So when the Brahmin said that to Lord Chaitanya, this is how he replied. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always." Purport: it is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly, for people are not trained as proper brahmacharis and grihasthas. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised the Brahmin not to be too eager to give up family life. It would be better to remain with his family and try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly under the direction of a spiritual master. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas. Phew, well, that's a relief. No? the Lord was not, you know, when Kurma Brahmin said, "I want to come with you, I can't take any more of this, I've suffered enough. You know, get me out of this situation." And the Lord said, "Don't speak like that. Achibat kabu nakaiba. Don't say that again. Better to stay at home and chant the holy name of the Lord." What does Prabhupada mean when he says, if you do that, you don't have to take sannyas? Because in other parts of the of his teachings, he says everyone should, right? So how would you understand that? I think I have an understanding, which is that at least as long as you're engaged in this practice, then you don't have to take sannyas. The whole point of sannyas is to become free of material encumbrances and completely engage yourself in hearing and chanting and preaching Krishna consciousness. So if you're already doing that, then you're already a sannyas, right? That's how I understand it. Of course, sometimes one may, for certain purposes, accept, but there's no need if you are engaged nicely in hearing and chanting. So this was Lord Chaitanya's instruction, this was his general instruction that he would give to householders. And this is a verse which some of you may recognize from the 10th canto, which really gives this instruction, and which Lord Chaitanya really liked. I'll explain in a second, but let's just read this verse. Gane prayasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritang bhavadiya vartam stane stita shutikatam tanuvan manobir ye prayasho jita jito pyasi tais trilokyam. Who recognizes this one? All the pundits. So let's read the translation. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So this verse came up in a conversation the Lord had with someone. Who was that someone? Brahma spoke it. But Lord Chaitanya had a discussion with someone. Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy, yeah. And he was asking him, what is the highest attainment, the highest goal of life? So Ramananda Roy was going through various things, and the Lord was saying, ehobaya, this is external. And he was rejecting. Well, not exactly rejecting, but just saying this is external. Until he got to this, then when Ramananda Roy quoted this verse, Gane prayasam udapasam namanta, the Lord said, this is good. He accepted this. Why? What is it about this particular instruction that Lord Chaitanya saw, yes, this is good. What does it mean that those who give up the process of speculation? So in other words, this is the point of surrender. When we give up our speculative attempts to not just understand who is God, but to, you know, essentially enjoy, to somehow make things work in this world. By our own endeavor, by our own intelligence, by our own abilities, somehow overcome the difficulties that we face, the existential dilemma that we find ourselves in. But then at some point, we get to this stage, like the Kurma Brahmin, I can't take any more, that's it. Now I've got to find something else. There must be something more. And then we turn to God. And then we hear from him. So this is the beginning that, okay, all right, I can't do it by myself. I can't actually solve the problems of my life by my own endeavors. Prabhupada really covers this nicely in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter, as Arjuna epitomizes that position that we reach, and then, you know, culminates in him surrendering to Krishna, and hearing from Krishna, okay, I realize, you know, shishasthehang salimang tong prapanam, I now surrender unto you, I become your disciple. So that's the point here, that we give up our own endeavors to resolve our life problems, and we surrender. And that means, danes ditar shrutikatam tanuvanman, we hear from Krishna and the pure devotee. So Lord Chaitanya gave this instruction to the Kurma Brahmin. Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh, amara agaya guru hanatara edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So Prabhupada, this is the purport of that verse. This is the sublime mission of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life, to join the society, but that is not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. That's another relief, comfortably. Very good. We simply request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If one is a little literate and can read Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam, that is so much the better. These works are now available in an English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. Instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at home with their families. So, again, emphasizing, this was the essential instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave everywhere he went when he was traveling throughout India. Some of you come, you know, 6, 5, 7 of you come together and do kirtan. So you can do it with your own family members. And this instruction that he gave to the Kurma Brahmin, Amara Gaya Guru Hanatar Edesh, it's not that he was expecting the Kurma Brahmin to then become a globe-trotting Jagat Guru go around giving instructions to everyone, giving initiations to everyone. This is just in your own little circle. Of course, if you can do that, great. If you can become Jagat Guru, yeah, we need those too. But certainly, everyone can do this. You have your wife, your husband, you have your children, and other family members. And becoming a guru simply means sitting down together, discussing the pastimes of the Lord, hearing and chanting about the Lord together. This is the point. And Prabhupada makes this point many, many times here in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, the best process for making the home pleasant is Krishna consciousness. If one is in full Krishna consciousness, he can make his home very happy, because this process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. One need only chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage oneself in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. One should train the members of his family in this way. So this is a recurring instruction. This is coming from Lord Chaitanya. Why is Prabhupada teaching this? Because this is the instruction of the Lord. That we should turn our house into a temple by engaging in the process of hearing and chanting Krishna engaging in Krishna consciousness together. And these are the four things. Kirtan, prasadam, discussion, deity worship. So quite often we do some of these things, but not all of them. How many of you are householders here? I think many of you are, right? And do you do these four things together on a daily basis? Yeah. Did you do any of them? Some of them, right? Which kirtan is usually the one. We try and do some of that together. Perhaps not every day. Deity worship, that's not so uncommon. Although that's difficult to do properly. Shalagram Shila was usually recommended for Brahmin householders. Or Gornitai, if you're not a Brahmin, and you can very simply offer little worship. But the one that I find generally gets neglected, and which is emphasized so much by Srila Prabhupada, is this. Have some discussion on books like the Gita and the Bhagavatam. Because Janma, Ratina, we have no taste. As I was saying earlier on, our problem is we have no attraction for hearing and chanting about the Lord. And actually, Kirtan, Prabhupada says, When we speak of hearing and chanting, it means that not only should one chant and hear of the holy name of the Lord as Ram, Krishna, or systematically the 16 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But one should also read and hear the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. The primary practice of bhakti will cause the seed already sown in the heart to sprout. And by a regular watering process, as mentioned above, the bhakti yoga creeper will begin to grow. So that's when the taste will start to come, the rati. If we don't get that, we've wasted our time. Everything is meant simply to increase our attraction to Krishna. And we have this wonderful opportunity to do that. Prabhupada has given us the opportunity in the shape of his books. We're supposed to hear and chant, he says here, in the association of devotees. Of course, that means we sit together, but especially in the association of pure devotees. And how can we do that? We can easily do that with Srila Prabhupada, because he's present in his books. If we simply sit down and discuss his purports together, read them and discuss them, we're associating with the pure devotee. We're hearing from the pure devotee. The book Bhagavat, the person Bhagavat, are there in one. And I find that this is something which, generally speaking, is not widely practiced. And I think it's quite a serious omission in our devotional practices. Considering if we look at Srila Prabhupada's instructions as we go through his book systematically, we find that he repeats this so many times. The importance of hearing, it's the essence. Everything begins with that. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Everything comes after that. Everything else, Smaranam, Vandanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakyam. So without good hearing, proper hearing, we won't be able to perform the other things, do the other things properly in Krishna consciousness. And unless we develop this attraction for Krishna, but Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Dharmak svanustita pumsam vishvakshena katasu yat nodpadayad yadiratim. Shrama evahi kevalam. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. So it's critical that we see, am I developing this attraction? And what will be the symptom of that? How do we know if we've developed an attraction for Krishna? Because we may think we have it. A lot of people, oh, I love Krishna, so beautiful. I love to come to the deity, to the temple, see the deity, swing the Lord, and offer the candle. You know, Krishna's my Lord. But how do we know that actually that's true, that we really do have an attraction for Krishna? What would be the symptom of it? Yeah. Yeah. Everything else will pale into insignificance. We won't be interested, if we, someone gossiping, well, I waste my time hearing this rubbish, you know, and I could be hearing about Krishna. Or, you know, Facebook, this debate, that controversy, you know, did the jiva fall from the spiritual world, or did he, you know, was it Brahman or whatever, you know, the tatastha shakti, you know, we could waste an awful lot of time, you know, the earth is round, no, it's flat, you know. It's like, you know. And so on. I mean, we all know there are so many pointless debates that we can engage in which aren't really helping us at all. And the time ticks away and our life is passing. And that attraction is not coming in the heart. Because once we have that, we're home and dry. Because then we'll only want to hear about Krishna. We'll simply spend our time in discussing. And discussing Prabhupada's books is such an easy thing to do. He actually said we should spend 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening hearing a Bhagavatam and Gita class, the ISKCON sandwich, which nowadays tends to be an open sandwich, and a very thin slice on the bottom. and plenty on top. But the hour in the morning and the hour in the evening is... but it should be, you know, actual quality hearing. We must be engaging with the subject matter. And that's difficult. If you read for an hour, how many of you can sit down and read Prabhupada's book for 1 hour meaningfully? I know I can't. I really can't. It's very difficult to do that. You know, unless I have something, you know, some kind of purpose, like I have to prepare a class and I'm worried I'll make a fool of myself. So I really, you know, can't make sure I properly get the points, you know. Or, you know, I'm writing, then of course you engage. But when you're discussing, you really engage with the subject matter together, you know. And you have to do that nicely. I don't know how many of you had the chance, but recently my wife and I gave a seminar on how to hear and chant, how Prabhupada gave some instructions on this. He gave some very nice directions on how we can engage in discussing his books together. He really wanted that, and he gave some direction which we delivered to someone. Actually, it's on a website, and I don't have it on the presentation, but Improving Sangha. If you simply Google Improving Sangha, you'll come up with that website, and you can see that there's a whole list of instructions that Prabhupada gave about how we can discuss together in a way which is not debate. Like Prabhupada said, you know, we shouldn't be... Christian consciousness is not a debate club. You know, we shouldn't be wasting our time. In one of his songs, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, "I've wasted so much of my life in useless controversies. They've always been going on. It's not just now." And, you know, Prabhupada said that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be trying to understand the truth. It's not who is right. It's what's right. It's, you know, and it's not, he's not come to teach us what to think, but how to think. How we can think for ourselves, how we can engage with his instructions and ask ourselves the question, how do I apply this in my life? You know, why did he write this? Why did he say that? You know, when we engage with Prabhupada, we should be asking ourselves that question. Why did he say that? What does he want me to do? How can I transform my life? The whole point of Krishna consciousness, of his instructions, is transformation. To change our lives from what we are now to the Vaishnav, to this wonderful, exalted personality, you know, who is imbued with love of God. You know, I was hearing one song, I forget which one, but the devotee was saying that having seen the pure devotee chanting, crying, stumbling, and immersed in Krishna consciousness, his body, you know, exhibiting all the symptoms, I've lost interest in everything. I just want to become like that person. This is the Vaishnav, that, you know, that we can also become that person. We have this opportunity. It's right there in front of us, and we just have to take it. And not, you know, this is Narottam's lament that although I had the human body, although as a human I was born, I have not worshipped you, my Lord. And actually, we were, I think my wife was talking to one lady who works in a hospice in Vrindavan, or maybe I forget exactly where, but she was saying that the biggest regret devotees have as they approach the end of their life is that they wasted so much time. They didn't spend that time hearing and chanting when they could have done, and they did other things, you know, so... Getting to that point that of lamentation, of course, if we lament like that, like Narottam is praying, that's also good, that now we're starting to realize, you know, but it should be evinced in our behavior as much as now I'm just going to be serious. I'm really going to try. And we have to keep trying. You know, Vishaya Taranga, it's a stage of Krishna consciousness where we're grappling. We're not going to succeed all the time. Sometimes we're going to fall. But we pick ourselves up and try again, you know, and that's okay, as long as we keep trying. Failure is the pillar of success. But have in mind where we're trying to go. Where are we trying to go? Two things we need, the sadhya and the sadhana. The sadhya, golokera prema. Golokera prema, that's what we want. And the sadhana,
Shravanam Kirtanam is hearing and chanting meaningfully, engaging nicely with the subject matter. So, the real purpose of human life is to attain the spiritual platform and return to Godhead. That is the summum bonum of spiritual realization. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his advice to the Brahmin Kurma. That is, one should stay at home, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. It's actually gone 9:05, so I'm going to stop and ask if anyone has any questions or points or anything they'd like to say.